Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you on. I'll just tell you this first, before we get into anything else. Last week, I had Dougie Gilmore on, and for those who didn't hear, Dougie outed me as a Habs fan, so now it's out there. I was trying to keep it quiet, but now it's out there.
Where is this going at now?
Well, I'm just saying that as a Habs fan, you know, we miss you. That's all I'm saying as a Habs fan. So
you know, Montreal did well in the playoffs. You know, it's a great city, great organization. You know, it was nice to see some former teammates do well in the playoffs, but. You know, I think most people have moved on, but
most. Hey, well, okay. On that question, we'll get into all the Leaf stuff, but it just occurred to me. So, you know, all my buddies, yay, the Smurfs won another one. Can a team in this NHL win with the size that the Montreal Canadiens have?
Oh,
up front,
you're really putting me on the spot here, nice and early this morning.
Well, you know, it's just
I don't know. I mean, you know, all I could tell you is you know, obviously, you know, they have a great GM, or you know, I don't know Pierre Gauthier that well, but you know, when I was there, Bob Gainey was there, and you know, he's a tremendous hockey mind. You know, I think he's well respected around the league, and you know, you talk to him, you sit down and talk to him for a couple minutes, and you realize that this guy's you know, has a encyclopedic knowledge of hockey in the game, and is probably, you know, the only guy that's smarter than any five guys in the ice at any given time. So, you know, he knows what he's doing. He had a plan, and you know, it sort of worked out for them last year. But you know, I'm more concerned about our team.
I know.
And getting us back into the playoffs.
No problem. Mike Komisarek's our guest from the Toronto Maple Leafs here on the Fan 590. Now, you guys are shored up here on defense. It's looking fantastic. How are you feeling? And with respect to the shoulder, and looking forward to the new season.
Yeah, you know, last year sort of behind us. It was a tough season for myself individually and our team. You know, we didn't start off well. You know, and there's probably never a good time to have season-ending surgery the way I did and miss the Olympics, stuff like that. So that's all behind us. You know, the rehab's going great. I had surgery in February. I'm right at the just over 5 months. And, you know, the rehab's 4 to 6 months, and they give you pretty much, when you leave the doctor's office, Dr. Andrews, they give you a protocol for, you know, 4 to 6 months, and every 2 weeks you have, you know, certain goals that you need to accomplish with range of motion and strength. And, you know, it's all these little hurdles that you got to cross. You know, before you do this, you got to be able to move this way and do these exercises. So it's pretty detailed. You know, I haven't taken any time off. I haven't been on vacation anywhere. I haven't been on the beach. I've been pretty much, you know, following my rehab every day. And I'm back in Toronto, came back to Toronto on Sunday, and going to start skating this week, and you know, looking forward to the start of the season. I mean, it makes for a long off season. We don't make the playoffs, and especially when you know, sort of you know, get put on the shelf with surgery since February. So I haven't been on the ice, haven't played a game since January. I'm dying to get back, and you know, looking forward to having a lot better season than we did last year.
Leafs defenseman Mike Komisarek on the Fan 590 this morning at 13 past 8. So would you say you are ahead of schedule, on schedule, behind schedule?
100%, you know, ahead of schedule.
Fantastic.
You know, I mean, you know, the doctors haven't looked at me yet here in Toronto. I've been down to Dr. Andrews and had follow-up visits, and they were very pleased, and they thought I was well ahead of schedule. One of the reasons we did have the surgery when we did, you know, one of the options that we were weighing, you know, when I had the surgery was to sort of try to suck it up and, you know, try to fight through it through the year and try to play through Olympics. You know, but when I went down to Dr. Andrews in Alabama, and he said that this is something you're going to eventually have to do. You know, so, you know, the Leafs made a commitment to me. You know, it wasn't easy missing the Olympics. I mean, I would have liked to give it a shot and see how it would have responded, but, ultimately, you know, I had to make the decision that was best for the team and shut it down. So, with that being said, we had plenty of time. We didn't want to dig into next year's training camp and next season and stuff like that. So, you know, I'd like to say that, or think that if the season started today, I'd be in the lineup 100%. But ultimately the doctors have that final say, but, I haven't had any issues, any speed bumps, you know, any problems or anything like that. It's been sort of smooth sailing with the rehab and the exercise and everything.
Mike Komisarek is here on the Fan 590, Leafs defenseman, and Brian Burke has been quoted as saying that You know, there's nobody in the league who puts more pressure on themselves than you. And so this season must have been a particular disappointment, even though it's injury related.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all, you know, you want to be the best, you want to win. You know, I love competing. I'm a sore loser. I don't like losing. And I know I have high expectations of myself, and I hold myself to a high standard. You know, I don't think my level of play was up to those standards last year, but nothing we could do. You know, I think you come into a new situation, you know, with a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for a few years, and you want to turn around in a day. And you try to do it by yourself, and you know, it sort of doesn't work like that. You know, you need all guys to be on the same page, and you got to do your job at the end of the day. Everyone has their role, their position to fill, and if everyone does it well, without a doubt, we'll be in the playoffs. So I like our team going into next year. We've made a few acquisitions. Berkey signed a few guys with Armstrong and Versteeg and Lebda. All great guys, all, you know, sort of Brian Burke type of guys with great character, hardworking guys that will do anything to help their team win. So, you know, with those three signings and having our sort of leadership, our captain named and that settled, you know, you got to feel good about the direction that we're going in. And, you know, it's very positive. I think the atmosphere around the room, the guys are coming in, working out. You know, we had four or five guys working out this week here. You know, here in Toronto that we get to spend time with. So things are going well.
All right. Our guest is Mike Komisarek, Leafs defenseman here on the Fan 590. And I guess just like with the PGA Tour, everybody gets asked about Tiger. I got to ask you this. What's going on with Caberle? Where do you think that thing's going to end up?
You know, ultimately, as players, we have no control or say or any sort of input on if guys get moved or coming in, whatnot. So usually you leave it up to the GM to worry about that stuff. I mean, I've talked to Cabby a few times this summer through text, and you know he spent his whole career here. You know, he'd probably love to stay here, but he also wants what's best for this team. You know, he's been a heart and soul guy here. He loves Toronto, and if moving him is best for, you know, not only himself but for the Leafs, he's up for it. So, you know, who knows how it's going to play out? I mean, you know, Berkey, you know, keeps his cards close to his chest. No one really knows. I mean, there's always rumors and speculation, which, you know, the media here, you know, I mean, it's their job, and they try to find out what's going on. But, you know, we'll see what happens with Cabby. If he moves, hopefully we'll be able to get something great in return that will help our team. And if not, Berkey's going to keep him and make some other moves. So, you know, with a Cabby, it's a win-win situation for his, you know, the type of player that he is. You know, keeping him is not going to be a problem. You know, if we have a chance to trade him and get something good for our team, you know, Berkey's going to do that too. So we'll see.
Mike Komisarek is here on the Fan 590, Leafs defenseman. Mike, just off the ice for a second, tell us about your work with Pancreatic Cancer Canada.
You know, I've been involved with them for almost a year now. You know, it's a cause that's very close to my heart. I lost my mom to pancreatic cancer over 4 years ago. You know, we saw the struggles that my mom went through. So, you know, we've done some things back home with different organizations with pancreatic cancer, and the one that I've worked with here in Canada is pancreaticcancercanada.ca. You know, it's a great organization. We did like a run / walk last year. I think it was like a 5 or 10K walk during the season. You know, I had my face split open the night before I go to this walk, and I greet all the runners coming in, and met some amazing people that not only, you know, sort of shared the same experiences with family members, loved ones, battling this terrible disease. You know, there's no sort of, early, you know, sort of, notification or treatment or prevention of this disease, no cure. It's I think the fourth most lethal cancer in North America. So, basically on Tuesday, this 20th, I'm going to be supporting the Dick Aldridge, charity golf classic. Dick Aldridge being a former, Toronto Argonauts linebacker. He's also a captain that passed from pancreatic cancer. So it's a great way to, you know, meet people that, you know, I've met people that are battling the disease, and you see the courage and the fight that these people put up, and, you know, and you know, it's a great way to sort of raise money, for this, you know, terrible disease. So,
Mike Komisarek, Leafs defenseman here on the Fan 590. Real pleasure talking with you this morning, Mike. Thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me, and have a great rest of the summer.
You too, pal. And get on the mend. We want to see you on the ice as soon as possible.